Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Counting of votes begins for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. Central Board of Direct Taxes forms internal committee to oversee comprehensive review of Income Tax Act. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda announces enhanced nutrition support for TB patients. President Draupadi Murmu to confer 70th National Film Awards in New Delhi today. Veteran actor Mithun Chakravarti to be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award. And in cricket, Australia to take on New Zealand in a Group A match of ICC Women's T20 World Cup in Sharjah, UAE this evening. The counting of votes has begun for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. The counting began at 8 this morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots are being counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for the smooth conduct of the counting process. The Commission has set up a robust, foolproof and secured infrastructure facility for disseminating trends and results through its website www.eci.gov.in. A three-tier security arrangement has been made at the counting centre. In Jammu and Kashmir, the fate of 873 candidates will be decided in today's counting. 28 counting centres have been set up across the Union Territory. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. Now we go over live to our correspondent Divakar, who's at the Badgam Counting Centre. Good morning, Divakar. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements for counting. So what is the latest update you have for our listeners?
Well, Sanjay, the counting process has started at almost all counting centres in Kashmir Valley amid tight security. Right now, strong rooms are being opened in the presence of candidates, their authorised representative and returning officer. As we have been reporting, first postal ballots will be opened and after their counts, their vote, counting of votes of EVMs will start. At Badgaon Counting Center, where I am right now, counting of votes of five assembly seats are taking place. They are Birwa, Badgaon, Chadura, Charare Sharif and Khan Sahib. But all eyes are on Badgaon assembly seat, from where former Chief Minister, National Conference Vice President Umar Abdullah is in the fray. Aga Saeed Muntazir Mehdi of PDP has contested against Umar Abdullah, apart from six other candidates. Sanjay, although Badgaon assembly seat has been considered as a bastion of Congress and National Conference, but it is keenly watched this time as PDP has fielded a strong candidate this time on this seat. Besides this seat, Umar Abdullah is also fighting from Gandharwal assembly seat. By contesting on two assembly seats, Umar Abdullah has tried to play safe in this assembly polls, as he had to face defeat in the Lok Sabha poll, where he lost from Baramula parliamentary constituency against Engineer Rashid. Sanjay, here...
Okay, Divakar, I'm sorry. Thank you very much for that update. We now go across to our correspondent, Sushil Chandra Tiwari in Anantnag. Hello, Sushil. How's counting progressing in Anantnag? By when can we expect early leads?
Well, Sanjay, counting has just begun in Anantnag district. I am at the Boys Degree College, where counting has begun a short while ago, and results are hopefully will be clear by afternoon, after almost 1 o'clock, around 1 o'clock, results will be clear. But I want to mention one thing. I am in Anantnag district, which is in South Kashmir, and out of the seven assembly segments here, one assembly segment is very important, which is Bij Behra. Let me tell you something about this Bij Behra town, Sanjay. This town has a 700 years old Chinar tree, and another association is 70 year old legacy of Mufti family. The association with the Mufti family, the Mufti Muhammad Said, started his career from this seat. The assembly seat was electing him for a long period, and in 1996, another member of the Mufti family, Mehbooba Mufti, started her career from this seat in 1996. And since then, it is a stronghold of PDP.
This okay, Sushil, I'm sorry, we'll have to cut you there. Thank you very much for that update. Now we go over live to Udhampur, where we have our correspondent, Sanjeev Jasrotia. Good morning, Sanjeev. Give us the latest update on counting in your region.
Sanjay, right now I am standing at Government Degree College Women in Udhampur. And there are two constituencies, which is The counting of two constituencies taking place right now is Udhampur East and Ramnagar. These both constituencies are very important because the Udhampur East constituency has been inducted this time after the delimitations, and the Ramnagar constituency is reserved for SC seat. So right now, the counting, valid vote counting is on, and there are 2,000 votes which are counting, and after, you know, 1 hour, there will be a possibility that voting machines counting will take place. If I'm talking about the arrangements and the police deployments, there's a huge deployments of the police and security persons over there. Hundreds of police persons are there, SSP, Deputy SP, and even district election officer, Saloni Rai, is also
okay.
There right now.
Thank you, Sanjeev. I'll have to cut you there. Thank you for that update. In Haryana, 90 centres have been set up across 22 districts for counting of votes. Voting for the 90-member Haryana Assembly took place on the 5th of October. Today's result will decide the fate of 1,031 candidates. Now we go over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra, who's in Rohtak. Anupam, give us the latest about the counting in Haryana.
Yes, Sanjay, I am at the All India Jat Heroes Memorial College in Rohtak. The counting of votes started a little while ago, and postal ballots are being counted now. After the completion of counting of postal ballots, EBMs will be brought to the tables for counting. On Saturday, 67.9% voting was recorded in Haryana. The fight here is between ruling BJP, Congress, INLD-BSP Alliance and JJP-ASP combined. If we talk about the prominent candidates here in Rohtak, presently leader of opposition in the assembly and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda is in fray from Gadi Sapla Kiloi seat. Manju Hooda of BJP, Krishan of INLD, Sushila Devi of JJP and Parveen of AAP are other candidates in the seat. Apart from Gadi Sapla Kiloi, counting is underway for Rohtak, Kalanor and Meham seat. Counting is going on here in Rohtak.
Thank you for that update, Anupam. We also have our correspondent Saklain Akhtar online from Rewari. Saklain, how's the counting progressing in Rewari?
Well, Sanjay, I am here at a counting center which has been set up in Government College for Women in Rewari District. Counting has already started here. Votes for two assembly constituencies, Bawal and Rewari, are being counted at this center. And for Kosli seat, another counting center has been set up by the commission. In Rewari District, there are three assembly constituencies, Bawal, Kosli and Rewari. In the last assembly election, BJP won two seats, Bawal and Kosli, and Congress bagged one Rewari seat. But this time, fight looks triangular on all three seats of Rewari. Congress has fielded sitting MLA Chiranjeev Rao again from Rewari seat, and BJP fielded Lakshman Singh Yadav against him. In Bawal assembly constituency, Dr. Krishna Kumar contesting on BJP's ticket, Dr. ML Ranga from Congress, and Jawaharlal from Aam Aadmi Party. Sanjay.
Thank you, Saklain, for that update. We have some trends for you. In Jammu and Kashmir, out of 90 seats, early trends show, so far, BJP is leading in 4, NC in 1, Nationalist Congress Party in 1. In Haryana, out of 90 seats, early trends show, so far, BJP is leading in 9, Congress is leading in 8, Haryana Lokhit Party in 1, Independent in 1. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay.
Results of the assembly elections in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir.
Special bilingual discussion program from 9 a.m. onwards.
Today.
Turn in to Akashvani Gold and additional frequencies of Akashvani.
The Central Board of Direct Taxes has formed an internal committee to oversee a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. The Ministry of Finance said that the goal of this committee is to make the Act concise, clear and easy to understand, which will reduce disputes and litigation and provide greater tax certainty to taxpayers. The Ministry also invited suggestions on the Income Tax e-filing portal. The suggestions are invited under four categories that are simplification of language, litigation reduction, compliance reduction and redundant or obsolete provisions. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday announced several key initiatives aimed at enhancing nutrition support for tuberculosis or TB patients and their household contacts. Underscoring India's resolute commitment to end TB, Mr. Nadda informed that the monthly nutrition support under the Nikshay Poshan Yojana has been doubled from the existing 500 rupees to 1000 rupees for all TB patients during the period of treatment. He said that the government has also decided to introduce energy-dense nutrition supplementation for all patients with BMI less than 18.5. Mr. Nadda added that the government has also decided to permit the expansion of scope and coverage of the Nikshay Mitra initiative under the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan to include the family members of TB patients. Mr. Nadda noted that all TB patients will now receive a nutritional support of 3,000 rupees to 6,000 rupees under the Nikshay Poshan Yojana. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will be honoured with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. More from our correspondent.
70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 will be conferred in various categories to celebrate the excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting. Rishabh Shetty will receive the Best Actor Award for his stupendous performance in the Kannada film Kantara. The Best Actress Award will be given to Nithya Menon for the Tamil film Tiruchitrambalam and Mansi Parekh for the Gujarati film Kutch Express. The Best Feature Film will be given to Malayalam film Attam, while Aina will be recognized as the Best Non-Feature Film. In the music category, Arijit Singh will be given the Best Male Playback Singer Award and Bombay Jayashree will receive the Best Female Playback Singer Award. Pallavi Parmar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, Australia will face New Zealand in a Group A match at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in UAE today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. Both the teams had won their opening matches at the tournament and so they'll try to continue their winning streak. Earlier, England defeated South Africa by 7 wickets yesterday at Sharjah. Batting first, South Africa managed to score only 124 in the stipulated 20 overs. In response, England chased the target with 4 balls remaining. In badminton, the Arctic Open 2024 is all set to commence today at Vantaa, Finland. The 6-day event will conclude on the 13th of this month. India's star shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will be seen in action for the first time since their Paris Olympics campaign. Shuttler Kidambi Srikant is also part of India's 12-member squad for the event. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over South Interior Karnataka today. According to the weather agency, isolated heavy rainfall is expected over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Goa till tomorrow. The IMD expects favourable conditions for the withdrawal of the southwest monsoon from the remaining parts of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra during the next 2 to 3 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sanjay. The agreements reached between India and the Maldives on the occasion of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu's visit to India dominate front-page dailies. The Hindu reports, with Maldives facing a forex crunch, India gives $750 million currency swap arrangement. Union Home Minister Amit Shah's comments at a meeting with chief ministers and top police officials of Naxal-affected states are highlighted on the front pages of many papers. The Asian Age writes, offensive ops will wipe out Maoist by 2026, vows Shah. The Pioneer takes note of the FIR filed by the CBI in the RG Corps hospital rape and murder case. It writes, RG Corps case not gang rape, CBI charge sheet suggests. And on the award of the Nobel Prize for Medicine, the Hindustan Times notes, Medicine Nobel for 2 Americans who unearthed vital genetic material. And finally, the Indian Express reports that NCERT textbooks for all classes will now be available on the e-commerce portal Amazon. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Counting the votes begins for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. Early trends show so far in Jammu and Kashmir, out of 90 seats, BJP is leading in 4, NC in 2, Nationalist Congress Party in 1. And in Haryana, out of 90 seats, BJP is leading in 11, Congress is leading in 8, Haryana Lokhit Party in 1, Independent in 1. Central Board of Direct Taxes forms internal committee to oversee comprehensive review of Income Tax Act. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda announces enhanced nutrition support for TB patients. President Draupadi Murmu to confer 70th National Film Awards in New Delhi today. Veteran actor Mithun Chakravarti to be honoured with Dadasaheb Phalke Award. And in cricket, Australia to take on New Zealand in Group A match of ICC Women's T20 World Cup in Sharjah, UAE. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.